On the show today, we have Island Federal Credit Union's very own Larry Dunn and Digital Onboarding's Ted Brown talking about Digital Onboarding's engagement platform that now enables automatic direct deposit switches, and Island Federal Credit Union is the first to use it. Really cool stuff here from both Larry and Ted, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking about direct deposit switches and all sorts of really cool stuff here. But let's do some introductions first. Right below me here, we have Island Federal Credit Union's very own Larry Dunn. Larry, how are you? How's it going today?
Good, Michael. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Ted and Jen. Thank you.
You are welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to me, obviously, is Ted Brown from Digital Onboarding. Ted, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Great to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you as well. Got the little lumberjack look going there. Looking good, sir. Well done. All right, guys.
Not at least one person thinks so. So
you're looking good. You're doing all right. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Is Digital Onboarding Engagement Platform now enables automatic direct deposit switches at Island Federal Credit Union. Really cool. Very cool. Before we get into those details, though, Ted, can you give us a quick overview of Digital Onboarding, and then we'll dive into some details?
Yeah, absolutely. We focus on partnerships with financial institutions, credit unions like Island, to really create a very engaging process for a member. So from the second they open up a new account, it is an engaging process, a frictionless process to adopt the services related with that account, fully engage with the credit union, and continue to build on that relationship over time so you have a true banking relationship and are the primary institution for that household.
Yeah, as we all know, especially in the digital realm, that first impressions are quite important. So sounds like you're getting it right here, Larry. So tell me, what was going on at your credit union that prompted you to look for some technology or a solution like digital onboarding? What was going on?
Well, we were finding that we didn't have a digital solution for, you know, the journey that the member would go through from the moment we onboard them. And certainly I remember when I saw Ted with his TED Talks, I mean, he spoke to the days of when paper was ruling the day, right? And the cost of print and ink and all that, and eliminating that cost and getting into a digital experience. And we found that at every branch, everyone would onboard a new member differently. You know, some branch managers would actually send out a card in a couple of weeks with their business card, maybe a handwritten note, which people don't do anymore. But we didn't find any consistency at our branches. And with digital onboarding, we found that there was a consistent, analytic, very strategic solution for onboarding our new members in different journeys, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to do our new member activation. We want to talk about activation with checking. We're the first to sign up for the direct deposit widget, which I know is making Ted smile a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Always great to have a direct deposit widget. And we found, if you look at studies across, you know, the country on the American consumer, most consumers will say that their primary financial institution only 12% of the time is a credit union, which means that banks are kind of ruling the
school. I just heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, so 12%. And also, I just looked at a study that said 65% of banking households in Nassau and Suffolk County, where we are on Long Island and Brooklyn too, are looking to switch to a credit union from a bank. And also, we saw a survey with the New York Banking Benchmarks that 32% of households here on Long Island are open to changing to a credit union because they're not happy with their bank. And where I'm sitting right now, in one of our branches in Massapequa, there's three banks and two credit unions on this very corner.
Oh my God.
So you can speak to market share and certainly share a banking voice. It's difficult and it's competitive in this market. So we were looking for a solution that what happens the day we onboard somebody on day zero, and then what happens on day one, and kind of like in a 35-day matrix out, what would happen with that experience and that journey.
Very cool. And now, Ted, and so kind of describe how you helped out Island. Since we're talking direct deposit here, how did you guys help them out in that area?
Yeah. So there's, if you kind of start digging into this problem or these gaps and try to figure out, okay, why do people take the time to do something like open up a checking account and not follow through with some pretty common sense things like download a mobile app or even log into online banking, but of course set up direct deposits or use the debit card that's issued? These are pretty common sense things to do if you're going to spend some time out of your day to open up an account. Well, when you start to dig into that, there is significant friction on each one of these things I mentioned. And technology has a place to play in removing that friction and making the experience much more seamless for that member. So they do follow through with those common sense things. So direct deposits is one piece of that critical puzzle. And we're really excited, as Larry mentioned, to partner with Island. They're the first of our partners to go live with this new piece of the puzzle, which is a really exciting technology. We partnered with a newer company, Atomic FI, who is supporting the guts behind this widget. But we've put a piece in place where right on the page that the member's on, they can log into a self-service portal, like their employer portal, ADP, paychecks, whatever it may be. And just by logging in, automatically put the checking information on file. So the next paycheck arrives in the account they just opened.
Wow.
Yeah, really excited about that. Yeah. You know, again, we're trying to help that member, however, whichever channel he or she wants to use to complete this action.
Yeah.
And, you know, traditionally, most people are still going to do it the old-fashioned way, like the way they remember doing it last time.
Sure.
But each time we add these new capabilities, it's catering to that member's preference, giving them more options to complete this goal. At the end of the day, we don't really care how you set up direct deposits, just so long as you set up direct deposits. And this is a great addition to that toolkit of ways that we can help that member.
Oh, fantastic. Oh my gosh. Your members must be just jumping for joy, Larry. This is fantastic. Which leads me to the kind of the benefit message here. How has this benefited? I mean, I know you're probably still early on in the process, but so far, what's the benefit here? What have you guys seen?
So the benefit is, you know, what happens on day zero and then what happens on day three when you're using the digital onboarding platform. Let's say they have not downloaded the mobile app, which Ted has just alluded to, right? The great thing about this platform that I like is that you can do a series. We like the balance of the email marketing, the SMS text marketing, and the fact that, you know, you can get on your desktop, you know, a message to actually give us your mobile number and then hit start and then you go to the platform and then you get the link. The thing is, if you're on your mobile device, it will recognize not only your phone number, it'll recognize the platform you're on. So if you're on Android, it'll take you right to the Google Play Store. So you get the app there. If you're like I am on an iPhone, it'll take you right to the Apple Store. So it's smart technology, right? And it makes it much easier and eliminates the steps that a member may go through to download a mobile app. For us here at Island Federal, you know, the benefit to our membership is they're a lot more digital savvy, I think, than some of our competitors out there. So anything we can do from a digital point of view of that experience, signing them up for e-statements, signing them up, you know, for You Choose Rewards, for rewards for their debit and their credit card. And also, as we get into the experience, we can start thinking about the relationships we don't have relationships with, like indirect lending. They have a lease and a savings account, but no relationship. So what can we do with dormant accounts? I asked the question to digital onboarding, has any credit union actually targeted closed accounts? And they said no. So in the spirit of thinking different, we're thinking about that as well, because we don't see a compliance issue with it. It's not like they unsubscribed, they just closed their account. So we're trying to think of new and innovative ways to actually onboard, and how do we increase the products and services per member, right? So that it's to their full benefit, because we have a lot of services that are free. And that's the joy of working on this platform.
Yeah. And I'm going to stay with you on this one, Larry. Do you have any, I don't know if you can measure this, but do you have any like results or any anecdotes to kind of illustrate what you're talking about here?
So we're going through the second round of testing, which we're about to go live. We wanted to test, now that we have the direct deposit widget live on the platform. So that's going to be a 9-day test. And once that test is over with, then we'll go live and then we can quantify with some data and some metrics that we'll share back. But I will say this, compared to other direct deposit widgets that I've seen out there, which could take up to 2 pay cycles for it to hit, this hits within the same pay cycle. And I think, Ted, what you're finding is the normal consumer, when it comes to a direct deposit switch, is timing. They're afraid of their auto pay not syncing up, things bouncing, right? So to get that within the same pay period is actually kind of a game changer. And I think that's a real benefit to the member.
Yeah. Ted, do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to add, you know, for the audience who doesn't know what we're talking about, standpoint. We're talking about this engagement layer that the platform provides. Larry's talking about email and text reminders, which we know are important, you know, to remind people after they open up an account to follow through with some of these. But we also know that email and text reminders aren't enough to help people do these processes. We've been you know, emailing is kind of a standard of care, more or less. So we know that that's not enough, but that leads people to a personalized digital guide that's created for them. And once they're in that personalized guide, we can do so much more to help them. And that's where we're talking about this direct deposit widget and these other widgets. We're talking about a way to put your card on file at merchants that you use as the stored card, Amazon or Netflix or Spotify. There's so much more we can do in this personalized guide. Mm-hmm. And it's an engagement layer that's missing from all institutions. People kind of assume when the account's opened, I've got them in digital banking. And that's a false assumption and a dangerous assumption, because you don't have them in digital banking. So whatever you've got in digital banking isn't in front of that member to help them.
Okay.
So just to kind of level set, that's what we're talking about when we get the people in this personalized guide that's created, and what's in there is highly relevant for what you should be considering. It's not just the static, you know, if you make an analogy to the print brochures, I've got these brochures in a folder. I can't do anything with these pieces of paper. But with this, we can really do so much with the technology to help facilitate this process.
Well, what's next for you guys? What's next for digital onboarding and Island Federal Credit? I know we're a little bit pressed for time here, but if you could just add there, because it sounds like you guys have been working together. You got a lot of projects going, including this one. And so what's next for you guys? Ted, you want to take that one real quick?
Yeah, I would say in each of our relationships, there's always something next. We like to say that onboarding starts the second an account is open, and it really never ends, or it really shouldn't end. You could continually engage in all the opportunities that you have to engage. So that is part of our path with Island. Once we really get the checking activation campaign, the other campaigns, always working on what is the next best thing for the business. And then from a product, we have, of course, a really exciting product roadmap, and we're always working on new technologies like this direct deposit widget, these action widgets or enablers to really facilitate any one of these objectives that are very common amongst all of our partners. We only work with credit unions like Island, so we're really focused on continually coming up with new ways to solve these problems for members.
Yeah, and that's the kind of the benefit of having a really tech savvy membership as well, because they're open to a lot of this type of stuff, and they get it right off the bat. So I'm not talking down to other memberships out there, but the tech savvy ones, you really have to up your game, because this is what's expected, right, Larry?
Exactly, because when Ted speaks to engagement, when you get past the member journey, it gets into what I call relationship advising. I don't like the word sales. I do like consultative needs analysis. And when you start developing a relationship on this platform, which we didn't have before, or we would never have probably going forward, right? Then you develop a relationship, and then there's a follow-up, from the branch, perspective or online banking perspective. But the fact that you can start relationship advising and thinking about what the benefits of products and services would be to the membership through this platform, and it's controlled. As long as it stays through the platform, they'll never be over-marketed to. We will know if they sign up for e-statements, we will know they will sign up for certain products and services. And the fact that, I think there's always been this assumption of dormant accounts will be dormant accounts. Well, I'm sorry, it's time to rethink that model and rethink closed accounts as well, and think about reestablishing a relationship and why did they leave us, right? Mm-hmm. So that's part of the journey. And this in a digital space really gets us to a place that we haven't been to before.
Yeah. And real quick, Larry, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who might be in a similar position as you and then want to do something like what you guys are doing?
I would say do something I did last year. Share best practices with other credit unions. And I'll give you a quick example. Sure. About 3 years ago, I was certified out in Seattle by Q's, and I was with 43 other, credit unions. And we, on our final night, on graduation night, if you will, after two summers, we made a vow to stay together. It's kind of like 43 of us in an email chat. And some of the questions that are asked, like, hey, does anyone charge for ACH? And how did you communicate that? Well, I asked to share best practices. And I remember that I think early on, Ted, when you started the company, only about, a few years ago, one of your early credit unions that you signed up that I shared best practices with last year was Digital Federal Credit Union. And you think about a credit union of that size that has 900,000 members, over $10 billion in assets. To me, the fact that they chose your company, Ted, and it's kind of, being a partner and not just a customer for us, is the fact that they did a leap of faith.
They saw the opportunity and the value that you brought in a digital space and said, we can do this differently. That impressed me. And that came out when I was sharing best practices with other credit unions. And I wish more credit unions would do that, because banks don't share best practices with banks.
Nope.
But in the credit world, you know, credit union world, they call it, you know, it's like co-opetition.
Yep.
We cooperate, but we compete in our same markets. But across the country, we all have commonality with issues. And that's the one piece of advice I would give.
Yeah. And that's how you get better. That's how you get better. Well, good stuff, guys. Anything else to add here before we wrap up here? I know we probably have like a couple of minutes or a minute or something like that. But anything else to add, Ted?
I'll just add my final words. And Larry, I love that advice. It's great. Mike, full circle. If you remember, I think it was about 3 years ago, we were on with Julie Moran from DCU.
Yeah, I remember.
The broadcast. We've come a long way since then. I think my last piece of advice is really just to look at your membership as your best resource and your biggest advantage. And if you look at the space as holistically, it's a very competitive field. Financial services is very competitive. There's new neobanks with multi-million dollar marketing budgets. And why do they have multi-million dollar marketing budgets? Because they're coming after your members. The relative comparative advantage that a community credit union has compared to a massively funded neobank is those pre-existing conditions that you've worked on over time through SEGs, through personal relationships. We know that if you can serve that household with three financial products or more, they're 10 times less likely to switch to a competitor. Yeah. That makes 10 times more expensive for the person with the massive budget to take them away. So traditionally, far too often, we've been myopically focused on the top of the funnel. That's still important, but we really have to focus on growing existing relationships, nurturing those relationships, because those are our greatest advantages and comparative advantages when you look at the space holistically.
Yeah, indeed. Well said, well said. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back to work. Now, Larry, you got to get going, but thank you so much for the time. And I would love to revisit with you guys maybe, you know, 3 or 4 months down the road and see where you are with this. So it'd be exciting to see some more results.
And we look forward to working with Digital Onboarding even further. Ted, thanks. You have a great crew. Love Rachel and the Crang. Really great crew that you have. And we look forward to working with you closer in the months to come. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Mike.